James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Most Americans know that they are no longer getting the straight story from their news media. But why?
George Soros is one of the biggest influences in the mainstream media and elections throughout the last decade or more.
We take a closer look at the mysterious George Soros and his effect on the media on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. The 2020 election and subsequent events showed us, as never before, how much power news media and tech companies have over the information that you and I are allowed to receive. Later on today's program, we will share some provocative resources with you that will take you inside the leftist plan for overthrowing America. And as we begin, one man looms largest of all in that plan. He's a figure of intrigue, power, and mystery. And he and his ideological cohorts wield incredible power over our media. His name is George Soros. And our own David Wright takes a closer look.
The mainstream media has leaned to the far left for many years. But if you take a closer look at what's going on behind the scenes, you will find many shadowy figures shelling out huge sums of money for influence and control in the media.
Very rarely these days do you see a reporter actually report the news and simply give information. Now it's all tied up with left-wing commentary, and it's so skewed that you can't even tell the difference anymore between opinion and reporting.
Journalism now is trusted less than I think it's ever been in my lifetime. And with good reason, because journalism doesn't separate itself from the political party.
One man known for directly funding numerous media organizations is the radical billionaire George Soros.
George Soros is one of the biggest influences in the mainstream media and elections throughout the last decade or more.
George Soros' influence on American politics and the media is enormous.
Soros funds literally dozens of media organizations, both in the United States and around the world.
Soros has ties to over 30 major news organizations, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, NBC, and ABC.
George Soros himself, politically, I mean, let's face it, he funds one political party. He throws tons of millions of dollars at the Democratic Party.
Dan Gaynor is the vice president of business and culture at the Media Research Center.
He's given so many billions of dollars toward liberal organizations that he has outsized influence across the spectrum. A lot of those organizations have media ties. One of the things George Soros really thoroughly understands is that, you know, for an organization to be successful, it's got to have ties to media. So he funds all sorts of prominent media organizations, including ProPublica, which has won multiple Pulitzers, NPR, and others.
What are some specific donations that Soros has made to these various media groups?
We did a big analysis of where his money was going, and he was funding even the infrastructure of journalism. And by that, I mean journalism education, journalism organizations. He was funding the Ombudsman organization, getting funding from the most prominent liberal funder in the world, you know, raises ethical complications, and it should.
What does Soros seek to accomplish with his influence over the media?
George Soros funds some of these new fact checkers that are used online. The idea that what they were supposed to do and what they really do are different. What they really do is they fact check narrative. And so if they don't like what you do, they'll go and try to find a little minor thing, a minor error in what you said to go after it. The whole left strategy now is deplatforming everybody. This is a very scary place that we've moved into with media.
One of their favorite strategies is precisely to shine harsh sunlight on anybody that they're opposed to, politically speaking, in public policy or political office. And so they will fund investigative reporters, they will fund media watchdogs, they will fund all kinds of local fake media. This is a big thing on the left now.
One of the groups that Soros has funded is Media Matters, a watchdog group founded by David Brock that heavily scrutinizes and even attempts to silence conservative news outlets.
He created a group called Media Matters, and their sole being is just to tape every outlet in the United States, whether conservative mostly, and try to catch a host saying one thing that might be offensive. And they cherry pick that one thing, and it's like, let's go for the juggler and get it canceled.
A lot of these organizations, including the fact checker organizations, they oppose any speech that they don't like.
George Soros has a tremendous hand in what's happened in the cancel culture, in the media, because, you know, what happens is he's going to the extent of trying to get these outlets thrown off the air so they don't have a home. I mean, what's the logic in this? They don't want free debate anymore. They don't want an open society.
While George Soros masquerades around as a philanthropist, donating huge sums of money through his Open Society foundations, it is clear that he vehemently wants to silence any opposition to his radical ideologies.
I don't think you can think of a corrosive force in society that George Soros hasn't been behind, funding groups that promote that, whether it's legalized prostitution, whether it's gay rights, all the way up to gender identity laws that will discriminate against Christians.
What we see today in this extraordinary collapse of our society is an outpouring of evil. There's no other way to describe it. An outpouring of evil, an outpouring of lies, where up is down, down is up, good is bad, right is wrong. And this is what we see emanating from our media, the perfect lie, the perfect set of lies, where everything our media is telling us is exactly the opposite of the truth.
George Soros once said he wanted to, quote, puncture American supremacy, unquote. In other words, knock America down a peg. That's why he supports organizations that are at war with America.
Ideologically, he's, for someone who's supposed to be a Hungarian Jew, he seems like he's a communist who wants one world order in his mold.
Today, George Soros continues to gain more influence in the media, which poses a grave danger to Americans.
The George Soros-funded organizations really believe in globalism. That means that we're just one big world order, that there is not a sense of nationality.
He spent billions trying to reduce America to just another country instead of championing America's role as the beacon of liberty in the world. Because George Soros doesn't believe in liberty the way most Americans do. He thinks we're naive, we're backward thinking.
It is wise for us to look into where is all the money coming that is funding some of the things we're seeing, the attack on religious liberty, the undermining of our First Amendment rights. When you do a little bit of digging, it's absolutely clear that one of the leading figures behind that effort has been the far-left individual, George Soros.
What will you find out when you follow the money?
Almost everything you see is connected. It is one big web of lies.
Where's the money trail? And it tracks back to billions of dollars coming from George Soros into culture.
Get the facts in this meticulously compiled Follow the Money influence chart and companion guide, which shows in graphic detail how George Soros and company undermine your freedom and seek to radically transform America.
We know that there are billionaires, George Soros being one of them, funding these groups that are creating chaos.
Contact us today to receive your copy of the Follow the Money chart and guide. We have done the homework to separate the facts from the myths regarding George Soros and company, and we'll send you these vital resources as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry.
The leftist mindset proceeds from a worldview that says human beings are the product of time, matter, and chance. Starting out basically good and having evolved to this point, we are capable of continuing on into perfection. All that's required, they say, is to create the perfect society, to manage things just right, programming most of the details of life from on high, according to the vision of the elites. The occasional bad egg must be smashed for the good of the larger project, which in the case of the atheistic communist nations was more than 100 million people killed by the state in the 20th century alone. So what about that fundamental question? Is man good? Well, here's Dr. D. James Kennedy with the answer.
God made man good, and good he has remained. Man is incapable of sin, and he cannot depart from holiness. So said Mary Baker Eddy, founder of Christian Science, well over a century ago. I've had people from time to time tell me that they were not sinners. It's really been a while since anybody has had the gall to say that, but they have said it. And I always ask them the same question. I recommend it to you. I would say, do you have your keys with you? And they said, what, you mean these? I said, yes, your house keys, your car keys, and keys to whatever else you've got keys for. I said, if man is not sinful, why do you have these keys? I've never gotten an answer to that question. There is none. There will be no keys in heaven, because keys are based upon the reality of sin. If there were no thieves or murderers in the world, there would be no locks and no keys. It has been said that keys give us a visible demonstration of the truth of the scripture every day. If you're not satisfied with the one that appears on the front page of every newspaper in every city in the world, all of which is saying, God's word is true. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none good, no, not one. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, in all of the scriptures that I read to you today. The foundational truth of Christianity is that man is a fallen creature, that he has fallen into sin and depravity and has brought all of these ills upon the world. So we need to recognize that we are sinners. We are constantly bombarded by the media with the statement that, after all, we are good. You ought to get this kind of perfume or hairspray or whatever. Why? Why? Because, you know, you deserve it. I remember meeting a friend from the church downtown at a breakfast, and she had somebody, acquaintance of hers, with her. And my friend said to me, "Well, how are you today, Dr. Kennedy?" And being facetious, I said, "Well, for a fellow that ought to be in hell, I'm doing remarkably well." Now, every Christian understands that. Salvation is not by desert, it is by grace. It is unearned. It is given by the pure favor of God. But obviously, the lady with her, whom I'd never seen before, was not a Christian, which she demonstrated very clearly by her remark. When she finally got her mouth closed, she said, "Oh, Dr. Kennedy," she patted me on the shoulder. She said, "You're going to do just fine." Now, there's the religion of the world. My eternal destination is going to be based upon what I do. God help me if that's the case. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace are we saved, through faith, not of works. But still, it seems in America today that the media and everything has conspired to convince most Americans that they are good. I guarantee you, if you went out on the streets today and asked people, "Do you believe that mankind is basically good?" I would venture to say that 60 to 80% of the people would say yes. Therefore, you cannot possibly understand the Christian gospel, because that's where it starts, with an acknowledgement of the fact that we are sinners. All of you that are a member of this church, or any church that I know anything about, when you became a member of the church, the first question that you answer is this: do you acknowledge that you are sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving His displeasure and without hope except in His sovereign mercy? Do you? And you all say, "I do." No, we're not good. There is none good but one, that is God, told Christ. And He is, of course, a part of the triune God. That's where we need to begin to understand the realities of this world. Every sin that you have ever committed is going to be punished by God in thought and word and deed, in omission and commission, and 99% of which you do not even remember, nor do I. For example, on this day, 23 years ago, what did you say? What did you think? What did you do? What did you leave undone? You haven't a clue. Shall I say 50 years ago? 60 years ago? What about last week? Sometime I'm not sure what I had for breakfast. But God knows all of those things. I've likened it to taking some mud into a mud ball and throwing it against a great plate glass window where God is on the inside. And that mud hardens into the sun until it becomes like a brick. And every time we sin, there's more mud thrown up against that brick, against that plate glass window. Well, we forget about it. But every time that God looks at you or me, He looks through that window. And He sees it all. "What can take away my sin?" says the hymn. "Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus." If you want your sin to be washed away, it is to the cross. It is to look to His blood for cleansing. Are you clothed in the white robes of His perfect righteousness? Has your sin been washed away by the blood of Christ? It can be. It will be punished. or else God is not the just judge of the universe. On you or me in hell forever, or it will be punished infinitely upon Christ. How astonishing that God would do something like that.
I hope you will stop to ponder, to truly ponder what Dr. Kennedy just explained. There's only one way to have peace with God and everlasting life, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. If you have not done so already, I urge you to surrender your life to Christ, trusting in Him as your Lord and Savior. If that's the desire of your heart, pray with me right now. Lord, I acknowledge my sins, and I want to turn away from them. Please come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. I trust only in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for my sins, and I accept your free offer of eternal life. Thank you, Lord, and help me to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you sincerely prayed that prayer just now, we have a gift we would like to give you at no cost or obligation to you. When you contact us, it's Dr. D. James Kennedy's book for new believers called Beginning Again, and it will help you as you begin your new life with Christ. The good news of God's love for us in Jesus Christ is for everyone, but there are those who don't want you to hear it and attempt to censor those who share it. The Soros-funded and influenced media works to silence and neutralize us, thus separating America from the principles of her founding, so she can be torn down and built into a socialistic, secular nightmare. At a time when tech companies are shutting down Christian and conservative voices, you need to understand the influence of billionaire George Soros and his ideological comrades. We have done the homework to separate the facts from the myths so you can see with your own eyes his influence in America's institutions and organizations. We have put together a compelling chart and guide showing in graphic detail how George Soros's money flows into radical causes. Nothing like this has ever been produced, and we will send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677 or go online to djkm.org. And if you're able to give a donation of $50 or more, we will send you the Follow the Money chart and the explanatory guide, which includes all the documentation along with the new book, George Soros Exposed. This hard-hitting book is the clearest, most concise portrait of George Soros and his activities that you will find anywhere. On top of that, we will also include the groundbreaking DVD documentary, Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America, which Movie Guide called an engrossing must-see documentary, and says every citizen interested in protecting religious, social, intellectual, economic, and political liberty in the United States and around the world should see. All of that as thanks, our thanks, for your generous donation of $50 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. With the tumultuous 2020 election and the unrest that led up to the inauguration of a new administration, it's clear that there's a great deal of frustration and concern among those who oppose socialism, cultural Marxism, and the squandering of our inheritance of liberty. As Christians, we are right to be concerned as the likes of George Soros and other leftist elites seem to have our media, tech, and now government institutions in their pockets. When people feel powerless, bad things tend to happen. But listen, we of all people are not powerless. But we will make a fundamental error if we look for power in the wrong places. Yes, we are discouraged by the events of recent months, but electoral victories are never permanent, and neither are electoral defeats. When we stand on the side of God's truth, we have all the power. We don't need some political savior to arise, nor do we count on shadowy conspiratorial workings behind the scenes to make everything right. Instead, we are to live as faithful Christians, showing forth the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we find ourselves lacking peace in the midst of these present uncertainties, it's because we're looking too much at the circumstances and not at God. When we focus too much on the short term, we may overlook what God is doing over the long term. Now, mark this clearly. This is not a call for disengagement or pacifism, but rather a call to be salt and light, engaging the people around us with a confident faith, even those who are God's enemies. As the scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? My friends, let's remember that even when we don't get what we desire, God has not withheld any good gift from us. Jesus' death and resurrection promises us that. So let's move forward with passion, yes, but a passion based upon a confident faith, one that sees past this world to the next, filled with God's Spirit and informed by God's promises. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
When Washington was talking about what the country needed, he said, we need to look to Christ. In fact, George Washington modeled his life after Jesus Christ.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.